starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 108 on our journey towards financial freedom. The markets are quite expensive right now. While trying to find a stock at a discount, there is nothing out there at the moment that would, I believe, make an investment worthwhile. So we had a few opportunities this year already. I have taken a few positions. There is a high possibility that I will not be making any more moves this year should the market stay that healthy. So I will therefore wait. Again, should there be no opportunities right now in sight, don't spend your money. Keep your cash stashed. The market is giving us some time to pile it up. So pile it up until the right moment to strike. In the meantime, there is one momentum that is forming itself with me, which I had never planned for since I made my first steps to become an investor, grow my net worth, and ultimately change my life. It is that once you have an idea and you start pursuing it, there is unlimited energy that emerges, and fuels you. Like nothing will stop you in trying to execute it. You take every available minute in your day before and after work at the service of this idea. It is like you are planning some sort of an escape. So it may be difficult to pull all of this into words, but I have a very strong feeling that my life is taking a different turn than I ever expected. Not because of riches or an improved financial situation, but from this passion project I'm trying to build. In 2018, I started as a pure aspiring investor on the stock market, something I never thought I would do a year prior to that. And I lost money that first year due to a lack of planning in my investment strategy. I consolidated all of that, brought some more discipline into the mix. And in quarter four of that year, I shifted my strategy to a long-term one, as I have been outlining for the past 70 episodes. So in 2019, I have stayed the course, stayed disciplined, did not sell stocks, continued my savings plan, trusted my judgment and the companies I invested into, went through some political crisis in total serenity, which actually rocked the market not so long ago, which is actually great progress compared to how I was approaching the stock market last year. However, in addition to these investments, which I will continue pursuing for the rest of my life, I have found a source of excitement and driving my passion project, which is this podcast and everything else that I foresee could emanate from it, that actually lit a new flame in me. I believe everyone should have a podcast on what they are passionate about. Go ahead, try it. It is free, but really try it. Put the necessary efforts into it and the time. It is liberating and supercharged with a deep sense of satisfaction that you feel have been missing throughout your corporate life. So I know exactly what I would love to be doing every minute of my life if I could. Even if I make 30% less money than I'm making right now, I know I will be most probably much happier. Unbelievable how happiness is fueled by love and passion. Starting this podcast allowed me to work on a few other projects, which I will be sharing with you as soon as they get some more substance into them. But there is absolutely no doubt in my mind now, the science is accurate. Once you start saving, once you start investing and building wealth, once you start your side venture, everything else comes into place. You know exactly what you need to do to reach your goals. You see the path very clearly. No one is around to give you your key performance indicators or how best you must serve their interests. For once in my life, my time is truly mine and it is compensated by happiness first, not just money or career, which fuels happiness just a notch, but nothing compared to executing your own ideas that could very well support your quest for freedom. However, How on earth will you ever know if you have never even started, if you're still at that stage of being afraid to fail, if you're not 43 years old with 3 children and a ton of financial responsibilities that you built around yourself? Maybe I would understand that such a move would be an unbelievable sacrifice. I still think it is possible, but with quite an extreme effort to put into. But if you're not, however, I can only but tell you that I fail to understand why you would not take your shot at freedom, happiness, and success. I am convinced that you have a great idea right now. If so, take a seat and start putting it on paper, and I will look forward to your own podcast on it. Be well, everybody. It is a brand new week ahead. So be productive and execute your ideas. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.